I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, I'm so excited. I'm really excited for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. I feel like I'm going to be brilliant. More brilliant than normal. That's what I feel like. Remember, you can email your questions in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We have to talk about the new Disney heroine in the cartoon. Apparently she's fat. Paul Ryan's dumb. Maya Flores was denied access to the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. I'll explain why that's very revealing about something. But I want to address this because I'm in a good mood and no one's going to bring me down tonight, Chris. Nobody. But this is a good email and I know many people feel this way. And honestly, I do lots of the time too. Jesse, let's pretend that Republicans take the House and Senate. So what? When they have both plus the White House, they didn't change many major laws. Just more executive actions from the White House. They seem to do better complaining than actually acting. Your thoughts? Well, every single word you just said is 100% true. All right? The Republicans have been the do-nothing party forever. They do nothing, and they always come up with an excuse to do nothing. Well, we can't. We have an election. Well, we'll wait till after the election. Let's wait till after the election. They're the wait till after the election party as an excuse to never have to do anything. And then the communists take over and they immediately just ram everything through they can. They don't even give a second thought to elections. Just cram it all through. Who cares if it's popular? Because Democrats understand how to use power and Republicans are afraid to use power. So all that is true. All that is 100% true. However, if you were to take, let's use Democrats for an example. If you were to take a Democrat from today and their stance on the issues from today, I mean, anyone. I don't care if it's AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden. I don't care who it is. Take any one of these modern Democrats today and the things they believe. And you were to bring JFK back to life. You were to bring him back to life. And you were to tell John F. Kennedy, a Democrat, you were to show him, you'd cover up the name in the party, and you were to show him, hey, look at this person. Look at this person. Look at all the things this person believes. From all the trans stuff to the border to the socialism to everything. Hey, this is what this person believes, JFK. You know what JFK would tell you? He would not tell you to vote against that person. He would tell you, that person is a communist. Why are they not in prison? JFK would imprison every member of the Democratic Party today. He would. He would have them arrested and thrown in prison. What I'm trying to say is this. Just because we've had 20, 30 years of low-T GOP doesn't mean it stays that way forever. Parties change. Parties change. And you know why they change? They change in response to the desire of the voters. Now, maybe you're saying to that, Jesse, that's total crap. I've been yelling about the Republicans. I've been wanting them to do something forever, and they still haven't changed. Yes, that's true. You've been yelling, and I've been yelling, but there haven't been enough of us yelling. Now, enough of us are yelling. Enough Republicans, enough of the base, they are demanding activism. I'm going to tell you something. You know I don't wave pom-poms, right? I don't man worship, and nor should you, for anybody. But I will tell you, I know personally four people running for office this year who, if you were to get them in private, crack a couple beers, and maybe I've already done this, you would find this person, they are more anti-communist than you are. Blake Masters in Arizona, Joe Kent in Washington, J.D. Vance in Ohio, Eli Crane in Arizona. Now, there are more. There are tons of great candidates out there, tons of great candidates. But these guys are not all, not only are they going to win, hopefully, these are hardcore anti-communists, and they are not going to back down. They're not going to be bought off. Now, I'm not saying that because I want you to man worship them either, although you should float them some money if you got some campaign cash laying around and make sure they win. What I'm saying to you is they're young, they're anti-communist, they're activists, and they're hungry. Just because Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell are useless losers doesn't mean the next crop are useless losers. We have the next crop coming up of hardcore fighters. Now, I do need to clarify something. We are going to take back the House. We are. We are going to take the Senate, too. I'm telling you right now. Remember, I've made the bet with you. If the Democrats don't lose 40 seats, and no one's predicting they lose that many, if they don't lose 40 seats, I have to shave a mustache in, so at least you get that. But I'm telling you right now, yes, the House is going to disappoint you. The Senate is going to disappoint you. But it's not going to be as disappointing. If you take, let's go post-election, right? And let's say most of the people you want to win, and we're in a year where that's the kind of thing that looks like it's going to happen. Now, I want you to take that Republican Senate, and I want you to rewind back to 2016. Donald Trump gets elected, and he had a Republican Senate. Remember that? Had a majority in the Senate? And you take our 2022 Republican Senate, Lord willing, please, Lord, and you take the 2016 Republican Senate, and you compare them side by side, you will see the 2022 Senate is markedly better and more anti-communist than the 2016 one. Change is already happening, but change is never going to move at the pace you or I want it to move because you're an activist. You're one of the freedom fighters. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful that's what you believe. I'm grateful that's what you think. But the truth is we're always having to drag the people who just don't care along behind us, and it takes time to drag them along. If everybody thought like you, we'd be fine this election cycle. Every single Republican would have been primaried out, and oh my gosh, we'd have the anti-communist party going to Washington, D.C. That's not going to happen fast, but it will happen in the coming years. The Republican Party in 10 years, not even in distant future. You know what? Let's say 2030, because that's the year they finally plan on cramming through the green agenda that's going to kill a billion people. So by 2030, the Republican Party in Washington, D.C. will look nothing like the Republican Party that was in Washington, D.C. in 2010. And that's a good thing. It takes time. One of the reasons I'm in such a good mood tonight, and I am so excited, is election day is right around the corner. We're less than 2 weeks away, and it is not lost on me that we still get to vote. Even with all the cheating the Democrats do, we still do get a vote. And because I love history, and I know you love history, I think about all the experiences human beings have lived through throughout the history of the world, in many, many places, and everywhere, really. Think about their experiences. Think about how many people, and this could have easily been you or me if God had chosen us to live in a different time. Think about the percentages of humans who've ever been born on this planet who never got any say at all in their government. It's a high percentage. You were born and you simply have people who rule over you. And not only do you not get any say in the matter, if you do try to have a say in the matter, they're going to cut your head off and hang you from the city walls. You get a vote. I get a vote. I hate the people who run this country now. I genuinely despise them for what they've done to the country I love. Maybe you feel the same. You get to punish them in less than 2 weeks. You get to punish them. When I vote with vengeance. I'm vindictive that way. I am. What, Chris? I can be honest about myself. I am vindictive. When I go into vote, I've been this way for a couple election cycles now. Very rarely am I excited to vote for any of the candidates, but I always despise the communists so much, I'm excited to vote against them. And for what they've done to this country now, you should be excited too. You know what? Here's what I want you to do. On election day, don't worry, I'll remind you then. On election day, I want you to fill up your car with gas on the way to the polls. Make sure it's on E, too. Make sure you run your car to it's an empty tank, and then go fill up your car with gas on the way to the polls. Tell friends and family to do the same. I want you to walk into the voting booth with maximum animosity. Your blood pressure better be 180 over 120 as you walk in there. Just angry. Because the people who run this country, they deserve every ounce of your hate. In fact, we probably underhate them. We don't hate them near as much as we should. These people, I mean, you can't hate this person enough.
My legislation says there can be no more than 8 bullets in a round, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't hate that person as much as you should. All right. We're going to get to some more emails. But first, we're going to make fun of, you know what? Speaking of low-T GOP, let's talk about Paul Ryan. Let's talk about Myra Flores and race politics. Let's talk about Joe Biden not knowing what rounds are. Let's talk about you giving $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers. $11 a month. That's what they asked for. Do you know I've been to a Tunnel to Towers event? I was honored to do it. They do an event in Washington, D.C., where they spend all day long with various speakers getting up there. And what is the event? They read the names of the fallen. That's it. They get up and they make sure the fallen, they make sure their names are read. The Afghanistan and Iraq vets who gave their lives, they make sure their names are read. They take care of those Gold Star widows who were scared. They take care of widows of first responder families and kids. They pay off their mortgages to try to ease the financial burden. I love these people. And I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to go look them up online. Look at their charity rating. When I tell you they're taking care of widows and orphans, they're taking care of widows and orphans, not filling up some guy's pockets. They ask us for $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give $11 a month. T2T.org. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and boy, oh boy, are we going to have some more fun tonight. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Now, I want to address this really quickly here. This is from The Blaze. Paul Ryan says Republicans won't nominate Trump again because they will continue to lose if they do. Quote, my point is we're going to want to win so badly, we're going to want to beat Biden and the Democrats, that we won't nominate Trump because we want to win. Now, hang on a second here. You know I don't wave pom-poms, not Trump's or anyone else's. But if memory serves me, Donald Trump did win in 2016. He defied all the odds and he won. Now, okay, that's Trump. Good, 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 good. What happened before that, though? Because that's 2016. Let's see. I went to community college, but I'll do the quick math here. There's a presidential election every 4 years. So 2012, we had an election, too. And we really, really, really needed to win that election. You understand how much of the damage you see now was caused by Barack Obama having 8 years to fill the government with communists like him? It's a huge part of why we're in such bad shape now. So, man, imagine if we only had 4 years of that. So, hold on. Let me check. I better, might need to Google this. Let me grab my phone really quickly. Who were the Republican candidates in 2012 we needed to beat Barack Obama? Oh, wow. That looks like Paul Ryan's name was on the ballot. The year we needed to win, Paul Ryan and milquetoast loser Mitt Romney, they couldn't possibly have been nicer guys. Remember how nice they were? Obama was out there telling people Mitt Romney was murdering people, and Mitt Romney, he was better than that. He had the principles, and Paul Ryan was too. Well, there's certainly no need to be a meanie mean face. And then, of course, they got their clocks cleaned because those two couldn't inspire anyone to do anything. And then Barack Obama got 4 more years to tear through this country like a blowtorch through butter. Now, I only bring that up not because they lost an election. I mean, I've lost two of them, right? People lose elections. But If you not only lose an election, but you lose a crucial election that did a huge amount of damage to this country, maybe you're not the one who should go out publicly and say Donald Trump can't win the election, because he did win the election. Now, if you have issues with Trump, that's fine. I have issues with Trump. I've told you before, his hiring and firing is disgraceful. It's awful. Spent too much money. Signed every swampy spending bill that came across his desk. Every single one. Threatened every time that he wasn't going to sign the next one, and it would come in and he'd sign the next one every time. And he was a disaster during COVID. But Donald Trump is a winner. And he did secure the border. And he did make us energy independent. Paul Ryan, you didn't even attempt to do any of those things. So why is the election loser telling people Donald Trump can't win the next time? That's insane. Of course he can win the next time. Of course he can. Now, he can lose too. I don't know what it's going to bring. You never know. We're so far out. Who knows what it's going to come? But why are all the losers the loudest ones about who can't win? It's endless. This guy can't win. He could never win. He's not going to win these people over. You didn't win. And we needed you to win. It was critical that the Romney-Ryan ticket win. And I even tried to help you win. I was at the RNC convention in Tampa. That's where I fell in love with Tampa back then when you guys were running. And you still didn't do it. So why are you so sure of yourself? I hear all the time from all these establishment losers who've been run out of office what Donald Trump can't do, and he can't do this, and he can't do that, and he can't do that. And I'm the first one to tell you, yes, Donald Trump has a problem with suburban women. He does. I know, because I live in red suburban America. He does. There's no question about that. But let's stow the whole can't win thing, because he did win. Maybe twice. He definitely won. That stuff drives me crazy, man. Can't stand it. Jesse, why do you say Fetterman shouldn't be elected just because he doesn't have a fully functioning brain? All he needs to do is show up and vote the party line. That makes him the perfect Democrat candidate because he's easy to control. Might make him a good candidate for president. It worked for Biden. I mean, he's not wrong.
You know, and, you know, you talk about the liberty of statue has never had an inscription inside that said, you know, send your tired, huddled masses and put them on a bus and turn them into a cheap political stunt.
I saw his wife out there on the campaign trail today. And every time I see Fetterman now, I think about his wife. I think, man alive, you must be a real piece of work, lady. But maybe I am being too hard on her, because I was talking to the wife about that last night when I got home. I was she hadn't actually seen any of the Fetterman stuff, which means she's not listening to the Jesse Kelly show. That's not very nice. Anyway, she hadn't seen or heard any of the Fetterman stuff. So I brought it up, what happened. And then she started looking at the video clips and whatnot. And I said, I can't believe his wife. How's she letting him run? And she looked at me and she said, oh, so you would listen to me if I told you to drop out of a race? That's a fair point. That's a fair point. I can be stubborn about that stuff. That's a fair point. What, Chris? Don't agree with her, okay? Who do you work for around here? All right, you know what? We're going to take phone calls that don't suck. And we're going to talk about race politics and emails. 877-377-4373. Don't suck. No small talk. Get right to the point. You're getting a hook. You know I'll do it. 877-377-4373. And then after that, when we're done taking calls, I'm going to drive home. I think I'm going to eat Kraft Mac tonight and wieners. I love Kraft Mac and wienies. It's like my favorite meal. And then I'm going to crawl into my Giza dream sheets, and I'm going to drift off to sleep tonight with the full knowledge that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can join me in that. You can join me in the Kraft Mac and Weenies. You can join me in the sheets, although not together. Actually, that sounds really terrible. But you can have Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off, as low as $39.99 right now. Go to MyPillow.com. You click on the Radio Listener Specials. Use the promo code Jesse for the greatest sheets you've ever slept in your life. Go get a couple sets while they're 60% off. Don't miss out on 60% off, right? Don't come next month and say, where are they? Get them 60% off. MyPillow.com, promo Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We are only halfway through the Jesse Kelly Show. So I have to get to this couple things before I get to these calls and stuff like that. Disney unveils. Chris, is it unveils or unveils? I think it's unveils. I knew it was unveiled. See, I went to an accredited community college, not to rub that in anyone's face. Disney unveils its first plus-size heroine in an emotional film. Apparently, her name is Bianca. She's a ballet dancer. Now, I have no problem with Disney going heavyweight. It doesn't make any difference to me because I'm not going to go support any of that Disney trans filth anyway. But I will say, I don't think the first heroine should be a big ballet dancer. You're going to break her toes. They have to. No, seriously, Chris, those people, my sister-in-law was a ballet dancer. They have to be on their toes all the time. Your toe has to be severely limited in what it can handle. What, Michael? See, wrestling. Yes, of course. A female wrestler. Of course. Now that's an inspiring story. Not sumo, Michael. Come on. That's disrespectful. But I know it's a good art. I'm not downplaying sumo. That's too far, though. But ballet? She's going to snap her toes, cartoon or no cartoon. She can't pull it off. Not going to happen. Jesse, I just heard you complain about the shorts taking up emergency exit seats aboard Whiskey Tango Air or whatever Little Caesars tier airline you world-famous authors fly on. I'm a perfect 6 feet tall with a shockingly symmetrical hairline holding on like Gunny Bazelon at Guadalcanal, and I need the room because of a bum knee I earned in the Marines. Not only will I take one of these seats whenever I please, I will look you in the eye and smile as I don my noise-canceling headphones to drown out your whining. If you need that legroom so badly, get to the front of the line. Maybe somebody should modify a giant dog kennel so you can hang out in the cargo hold with the chickens and goats. Buenas tardes, freedom isn't free. His name is Lance. Semper Fi, my brother, a fellow 03. One, that's not very nice. Two, if you're under 6'5", stay out of those Southwest Airlines emergency exit seats. Now, you know what sucks, though, Chris? I love flying Southwest because of the money savings. You don't roll your eyes at me ever when I talk about money savings, Chris. You of all people. Anyway, but one, the exit row thing is bothersome. So two, now I try to fly regular airlines when I can, but I'm so tall I cannot fly regular coach. So I have to try to fly first class. Sometimes now those seats are like double the price of normal seats. Now that's the bad news. The good news is this. We have two kids. You just can't beat the joy of buying first class seats for yourself and your wife and sending the kids back to coach. That is a joy that I wish. I mean, it is so wonderful. And then I'll go back whenever I get the cookie. I'll always make sure I save like the last bite of the warm cookie. And I'll walk back and check. No, I won't give it to him, Chris. I'll walk back and right as I'm walking back almost there and they see me, I'll pop that last bit of cookie in my mouth and I'll go, man, that was good. Anyway, what's going on back here? You guys get any peanuts or anything? That's the best. All right. We're going to motor through these really fast. Beyond point, all right? Garrett, Minnesota, go.
Yeah, I'm worried about the diesel crisis, but you know what? I have an idea. Get a few fuel tanks and fill it up with gas and then hoard gas. That's my idea.
That's genius, Garrett. I'm glad someone called in and thought of that. Lee, go ahead. Lee in Florida.
I'm pissed. I'm totally pissed, Jesse. I want to see AOC, Nancy Pelosi, President Biden, Gavin Newsom. I want to see them walk the streets and talk to the veterans in California. I want to see them walk the streets in Portland. They do not have to come out and come down here to our level. I'm barely.
Well, the problem is, and this is a huge problem in our society today, and I'm sure there's probably, it's not something I've thought about extensively, but I thought about it enough. Maybe this is a symptom of a late stage republic, but this applies to virtually all walks of life with leadership now in our government, as far as walking the streets and coming down. You realize that that's standard retail politics. That's standard politics throughout the history of mankind. Kings would go out and walk through the poor part of town to try to stay in touch, try to understand what normal people are going through. Our military, it applies at our military level. Our generals now, our top brass, they never leave the air conditioning. They don't. We lost high-ranking people. We lost generals in World War II, killed in combat. Out there with the mud and the blood, our generals never see that stuff now. It's symptomatic throughout the country. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's an insulation thing, how they control all the institutions. Maybe that's simply what it comes down to. They're so in control of the institutions, they don't feel the need to ever see how normal people are. But look, actually, this is a great example. Joe Biden said this today. I haven't played it yet, but I'm going to play this for you. And this is a human being who has no idea how normal people live, and he has nobody around him to tell him how normal people live, because apparently even the people who work for Joe Biden won't explain things to him.
And the American people are seeing the benefits of this economy that works for them. Families have more net worth today than they did before the pandemic.
More net worth than before the pandemic? Do you understand how that sounds to people who are now officially making choices on which bills they're going to pay and which ones they're not going to pay? You understand how that sounds to the family? And I can speak personally to this, because this has been us. When we've had some financial hard times getting a power bill. And have you ever been devastated by a power bill in your life? I hope you have not, but I have. I've had power bills at my house that have... they took the wind out of me, because I knew we either couldn't pay or we had to make sacrifices, serious sacrifices in other areas to pay. Do you know what it sounds like when the president stands up and tells people they have it better now when this is the situation in the country?
It doesn't matter if you heat your home with heating oil, gas, or electricity, you're going to pay more to stay warm this winter.
From the Northeast and Midwest to parts of the South, Mother Nature has already given millions of us a sneak peek at what's ahead. And this morning, the forecast for America's collective wallet this winter may also be a bit frigid.
It's a very, very high bill.
Across the board, energy costs are expected to be higher than last year. The federal government expects the biggest jumps for customers who use heating oil or natural gas to stay warm, up 27 and 28%.
You're telling families seeing a 28% increase in their power bill or in their gas bill, you're telling them they've got it better than ever? There's just no connection. And I'm not naive. I'm not stupid. I don't think Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, any of them, Mitch McConnell, I don't think they're going to live your life. You know, they're not going to move into a one-bedroom apartment and drive a crappy car around. Okay, I'm not asking them to. At least pretend like you have some sort of connection to normal people and you know how normal people live. You can't stand up in front of people, normal people who are getting wiped out, and tell them, hey, you've never had it so good. You're welcome. You understand how that sounds? All right, we'll get to more of these. I still have to get to the race politics stuff and nuclear weapons and everything else. But hey, weekend's coming. What are you going to do this weekend? What am I going to do? For 10 minutes, I can guarantee I'm going to do practice with my weapon. I'm going to train. 10 minutes a week is all I ask of you. 10 minutes a week. Practice with your weapon. Practice with your weapon. Practice makes perfect. And if you don't practice, I promise you're not ready. Mantis X will get you ready. You can practice in your home without firing a shot, without taking even a moment to drive to the range. Mantis X, it's what the Green Berets use. It's what the Marines use. You want to practice in the air conditioning or the heat that's costing you a fortune? Get a Mantis X today. Go to MantisX.com, MantisX.com. Remember, there's only trained and untrained. There's no difference in shooters. It's all about the training. MantisX.com. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're going to talk race politics. I'll get to your phone calls here in a second. Chris just tried to challenge my integrity, or I guess I should say brought up my integrity. Because you know, as you well know, here on the Jesse Kelly Show, that I'm a bad person. I've never pretended otherwise. I'm a bad human being. But I do not steal. I don't know what this is. It's been since I was a kid. In my really, really wild years, I would not steal. I hate thieves with the fire of a thousand suns, and I would never steal anything. And Chris just asked if I would take a mug from like a big coffee shop, IHOP or something like that, if I would take a coffee mug. And I said no. And he said, even with a big tip. And I said, absolutely not. And I'll tell you, I have proof of this. It has happened to me a couple times in my life where I have gotten to the car and somebody did not charge me for something in my bag, and I have taken it back into the store and walked up to the cashier and demanded they charge me for it. What, Chris? I don't care if it's a $5 item. I will not do it. And I honestly don't know why that is, because I have no moral code whatsoever, but I will not steal. You could leave $1 million in cash with me and you could come back 10 years later and I would not have touched a dollar of it. I do not steal. I'll do everything else, but I do not steal. I won't do it. I don't know what that is. I'm a great person, Chris. That what, Chris? That's what it is. I'm a great human being. All right, I'm going to go back to the phones here in a second. We're going to talk a little race politics first. And remember, there's always a bonus fart sound for you or bar sound or something if you're calling from a Pure Talk phone. If you are not calling from a communist phone like Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, where they take months out of the year and take your money and spew cultural Marxist filth into your eyes and ears. Instead, if you have a patriotic company that is saving you a fortune, my bill got cut in half, you get a bonus for that. You can switch. It takes less than 10 minutes, and you get to speak to an American who speaks English. How about that? Pick up your cell phone. Pick up your commie phone and dial #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. So that's even more money. #250-SAY-JESSE-KELLY. All right, real quick. Ghost in Colorado, go. Took too long. Brody in Atlanta, go.
Hey, Jesse, I think it's important to keep a positive outlook, man, and keep things on the level.
Agreed.
And anytime I'm having a really bad day and everything's just grinding my gears, I think about you climbing out of a Honda Civic and I laugh out loud and it makes my day.
you know, that's not very nice. All right. Here I am, a nice person, and that's not very nice. The amount of giggles you get out of my pain, it speaks poorly of you. What, Chris? No, I didn't get the rails. So all right. For those who don't know what he's talking about, just really briefly, since I got older and could afford them, I've had pickup trucks. Not necessarily nice ones, but pickup trucks. I'm big. I'm 6'8". I fit in a pickup truck. We moved to Washington, D.C., and what was a colossally stupid move, we moved to D.C., and you don't realize when you're only from places like Arizona and Montana how small some of the big cities back east are, because they're old. They're so old, the streets aren't wide. I couldn't drive my truck down some of the daggone streets, and I sure couldn't park them. And we were so poor, because I didn't realize the standard of living was that much, the cost of living was that much higher, that I had to trade in my pickup truck for a Honda Civic. And yes, okay, it hurt to drive it. All right, it was physically painful to sit in it for an hour and a half and then have to get out. But one thing I didn't know, Chris, did you know this? I never knew. I think someone emailed this to us, that you can, well, it won't be a problem for either of you, but you can actually get the dealer to drill new holes for your driver's seat and put them 6 inches back further. Oh, I'm totally doing that. That's a great idea. I'm glad I thought of that. No one else suggested that. I thought of it. David in Oregon, go.
Hey, Jesse. Last week you said that all these communists that we have in this country that committed treason and or mass murder, that we can't go kill them all because it'll just cause a mass cycle of death. But these people can never walk free again, so how do we stop the next communist from pardoning them? And it's great hearing you on a non-communist phone.
Oh, he gets the bar for that one. Listen. This is something societies have struggled with since time began. How do you remove an ideology from your society that you don't want in your society? And that has been, and that effort has been horrific. The results of that effort have resulted in virtually every genocide you've ever heard about in your life. I mean, the Holocaust is the first one people think about, but that's a great one. Hey, we don't want Jews anymore. Let's try to deport them. Okay, we can't deport them. Okay, we'll just kill them all. That's what? And this is not unique to the Holocaust, right? That's just the biggest one everyone thinks of. I mean, you realize in the 1500s in England, the Catholics, Mary, that's where we get the drink Bloody Mary. Mary takes over. I think it was Mary the First, if I remember right. I'm not an English expert. Takes over and immediately just starts burning Protestants at the stake because she wants Protestantism out of the country. And then someone else takes over and starts doing the same thing to Catholics. And so what I've talked about how we have to be nonviolent always, legal and local, nonviolent always, I say it because that does put you on a never-ending death spiral that ends in something horrible. If we want to truly defeat communism in the United States of America, it's not going to come by hurting the communists. And now, don't get me wrong, these government officials should all be locked up. Many of them should be locked up and thrown away the key. If you're a public health official in America and you push vaccine mandates on kids or lockdowns or something like that, you should be put on trial, public trial, and you should be thrown in prison. You should be. If you're a governor who did that to your state, you should be put on trial and thrown in prison. You should be. The worst punishments in a society should not be reserved for gangbangers. It should be reserved for people in public office and people who hold those kind of positions. They should get the harshest punishments. But if we want to actually remove an ideology, the truth is we have to start with education, and we have to start with education at home. Communism, it's only getting to its final form here in America as the American family breaks. As the American family breaks, and you're seeing this more and more widespread, as the American family breaks and Americans stop going to church, all you're doing is creating a massive vacuum that will be filled. The American family is what will save this country. You want to save America? Doesn't start by killing communists. Don't do that. You want to save the country? Go get married. Make a bunch of kids. Make sure they're anti-communists who have your values. That's how you save the United States of America. But people don't want to hear that because that's such a long-term solution, right? No, I want to stop them now. Can't stop them now. Took them 100 years to get here. Going to take them even longer to get them out. The American family is what will save it. Everything starts at home. Do you know how many communists there are who were raised in a loving home with a loving mother and a strong father and maybe some siblings who taught them values and to be grateful and things like that? You know how many communists there are? None. They don't exist. There's a reason the entire Communist Party in America, they're all made up of malcontents. It's like, I'm oppressed because I'm a woman. I'm oppressed because I'm black. We're killing the earth. We need to attack oil. Everything's oppressing me. Life sucks. These are not happy people who grew up in good homes. They're all miserable malcontents. The counter to communism is the American family. That's what will save us. All right. These have been good. You're doing good. 877-377-4373. We're going to talk race politics next, and then get back to these calls. Hang on. My mama told me, son,
always. I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.